yeah, like just a little bit about your history with your jaw or your teeth or whatever, how you found the headband and then what the results have been would be great.
Well, I had migraines off and on for over 10 years probably,
mm-hmm.
and including a lot of bad morning headaches. I mean, I know that migraines are bad, as a lot of people do, but I still had a lot of bad morning headaches, and I've been seeing a chiropractor and all sorts of things, and then I was having some ear pain, and the dentist sent me to, I guess, the endodontist,
uh-huh.
and who just took one look at my teeth and said, oh, you're grinding your teeth. So I guess I went online looking for, how to deal with that, and there wasn't much, and I read that it's a pretty hard problem to deal with.
Uh-huh.
There hasn't been a lot of study of it, and there hasn't been much success in getting people to stop doing it. So
uh-huh.
I just, somewhere along the line, came across the Sleep Guard website, so I figured it was worth a try. Uh-huh.
How did it go for you?
So it took a little time to get it right, but it's definitely made a difference because I rarely have morning headaches now.
Mm.
I still get some migraines, but not nearly as many as I used to.
Hmm. And is that your main thing that you use, or do you have other things that you use?
No, that's all I use. I don't know of anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of it. I mean, I know my dentist said that he has one patient who has a really horrible problem, and she gets Botox injections to normalize her facial muscles.
Right.
She's got a really bad problem.
Yeah.
And it's just the headband for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, it certainly hasn't cured everything, but it's definitely a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the main migraine trigger.
Yes.
And, you know, no one ever said that to me, that could trigger migraine.
Oh, yeah.
But, so that was kind of I don't even know where I first saw that online somewhere, that could be a trigger. But,
yes. Big time.
For me, the biggest thing. That, you know, after all those years of headaches, it was nice to find something that was at least part of the clue.
Yeah, great.
Not waking up with, like, a splitting morning headache.
I know it. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then I'll get one in the middle of the night, but not usually.
Hmm. Well, that's great. You've made such progress with them. Well, here's the quickie little checklist of questions. How did you hear about it? I guess the internet, you found it. What symptoms did you have? I have TMJ pain, jaw pain, tooth pain.
But migraine was the primary.
At migraines, yep.
The primary one.
Okay, good.
And it was not jaw pain so much as like head, kind of overall head. I mean, my jaw would be tight.
Yes.
But I'm not tight enough that I made the connection that was something until I started getting the ear pain. But that was, you know, like years later.
Yeah.
That's migraine definitely was the biggest.
That's the headline one, yep. And how long? You said 10 years or so.
Only 10 years. You know, I assume there were other contributing factors. I mean, it's kind of weird because the endodontist thought I had only been grinding for maybe a year and a half. But I don't believe that.
Let's see. And what have you tried? I checked off mouth guard. I didn't check off drugs.
No, I really didn't go that route.
Botox, I didn't check off. Acupuncture, chiropractic?
You know, oh yeah, I did chiropractor for quite a while.
Okay.
Which intermittently had results.
Mm.
I was really hesitant about the acupuncture because a couple people told me it made their migraines worse.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Oh. Wow.
But I wanted to take that chance.
I hear you. Dental procedures, NTI, it doesn't sound like any of that, nope. Okay, let's see. And this is more of an intuitive thing than an actual number, but one of the questions, the last question is, how much did you spend on what you tried?
Oh, well, I guess the mouth guard is like a good $300, so like $300, $400 on that, and then chiropractic.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I couldn't even put a number on it, a few $1,000s.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even tell you how many appointments I have.
Right.
And then I also, you know, went to the neurologist and all that stuff. I had x-rays to make sure I didn't have any hidden problem, so that was, you know, another $1,000 or whatever.
The neurologist was to see what?
I wanted to make sure that I didn't have any, like, nerve problems.
Gotcha.
I had, I've had major back reconstruction surgery, and I wanted to make sure that there was nothing related to that, like things weren't moving around and
changing
on a nerve or something. This was before I knew I was grinding. This is when I was just trying to deal with the migraine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So
neck x-rays, neurologist, and that sort of turned up anything. So
you're trying to get to the source somehow. Yeah, I hear you.
I'm grateful that I have the sleep guard and, you know, not waking up feeling crappy in the store.
Yes. Why didn't you try the drugs out of curiosity? Like the Imitrex or the Zomig or whatever.
I'm just really, I mean, I know a lot of sleep medications are addictive, and I know that they have, you know, side effects you can't always predict, you know, for different people, different kinds of side effects.
Yeah.
I didn't want any kind of dependency
on
that. I don't want to wake up feeling groggy. I have kids. I don't want to be knocked out during the night.
Yeah.
I want to feel like if, you know, smoke alarm goes off or the kids are sick, that I can be fully conscious very quickly.
Yeah.
So the second I think that I'm going to get a headache, I take Motrin or Tylenol or something, and if I head it off, I can usually avoid it.
Is that right?
But if it even starts, I usually can't short-circuit it at that point.
Yeah.
But I've gotten pretty good at telling when I could be getting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just take something immediately.
That's great.
And actually the neurologist told me I didn't drink caffeinated coffee for probably 20 years. He told me to take the Motrin with a cup of caffeine. And that actually helped.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So now I have a big cup of coffee every morning, and it helps also.
So,
as I say, one other thing the neurologist told me is that, you know, because also people say, well, if you don't have, you know, a headache, then it's not a migraine. But my neurologist said that you can have, you know, a whole bunch of symptoms without the headache.
Yes.
You can have the headache without other symptoms.
Yes.
You can have any combination of them at different times. Because I know I've had, like, auras without a headache or just with nausea.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, visual disturbances. I mean, like, so just a weird mix of things at different times.
Yes.
And he said they're all migraine.
Yes. Good, Liz. Well, hey, thank you again, and it was nice to chat with you. Okay.
Take
care. Bye.